Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu Perek Vav, Chapter 6. In yesterday's perek, we saw that Hashem justified the need for punishment to Yirmiyahu, who was devastated by his own prophecy of destruction. The nation had sunk to such a low level that not even one righteous man could be found among them. Whatever traces of Avodat Hashem remained were insincere, superficial actions, people just going through the motions, rather than expressions of true faith. Thus today, Yirmiyahu continues to exhort the people to prepare for the coming devastation. Pasuk Aleph, Ha'izu bnei Binyamin mikerav Yerushalayim, uvitkoa tiku shofar, ve'al beit ha'kerem se'umas et, ki ra'av nishkefa mitzafon v'shever gadol. Flee for refuge, people of Binyamin, out of the midst of Jerusalem. Sound the shofar in Tzkoa, set up a signal at Beit HaKerem, for evil and great crisis are appearing from the north. Yerushalayim, who was previously compared to a beautiful and delicate woman, will now be surrounded by shepherds and their flocks, by the enemy's leaders and their followers, who threaten to attack her, calling to one another to join in battle. Pasuk Dalet Kadshu Aleha Milchama, Kumu V'Na'aleva Tzoharayim, prepare yourselves for war. Let's go up this very afternoon. And the fact that they allude to going up in the afternoon implies the ease with which they will conquer Yerushalayim. For by evening, the city would already be aflame as the Navi cries out, Oy lanu ki fana hayom ki natu tzilulei arev. Woe unto us, for the light of day has been extinguished. The shadows of night prevail. And this is true. While this is true literally, from afternoon to evening into night, the enemy will attack Yerushalayim and conquer. Yirmiyahu also figuratively bemoans the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, which lit up the world, and the time has now come to go out into the night of exile. Mishpitzot Zahav suggests that the use of the word kadshu to mean prepare for battle rather than hechonu indicates that because of the great hatred of the nations for the Jewish people, they viewed their mission as a holy war, then as now. The nations continue to encourage one another. Pasuk Hey, Kumu v'na'aleva laila v'na'shchita arminoteha. Let's go up at night and destroy her palaces. For thus said Hashem, God of legions, cut down her trees, build a ramp against Yerushalayim. She is being brought to account for the corruption in her midst. As a well gives forth water, Yerushalayim gives forth evil, corruption, and thievery. I am continually faced with her disease and affliction. But still trying to avert the punishment, the Navi calls out, Hivasri Yerushalayim, pen teka nafshi mimech, pen asimech shmama eretz lo noshava. Accept rebuke, Yerushalayim, lest I become alienated from you, lest I turn you into a desolate wasteland. So says Hashem, Yisrael is like a grapevine. The enemy will strip every last grape from the vine. In Psukim 10 and 11, Yud and Yud Aleph, Yirmiyahu gives vent to his frustration. Al mi adabravia ida v'yishmau, hine areila oznam, velo yuchlu lahakshiv, hine dvar Hashem hayalahem lecherpa, lo yachbitzubo. To whom can I speak and bear witness? Who will listen? Behold, their ears are blocked and they refuse to hear. The word of Hashem is disdainful to them. They don't want to hear it. Ve'et chemat Hashem maleti, nil'eti hachil. I am filled with prophecies of Hashem's anger. I'm too weary to contain them. These prophecies are too painful to bear. Won't anyone listen? And the words come pouring forth from Yirmiyahu like a geyser. Hashem's wrath will pour upon the infants in the street, on groups of youngsters banded together. Man and woman will be captured, elders and the very aged. Their houses will be turned over to others, their fields and their wives. For I will turn my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says Hashem. From the youngest to the oldest among them, they are all corrupt, Kohen and Navi alike. They all act falsely. Pasuk Yudalet, verse 14. Vayarpe'u et shever ami al nekala lemor shalom shalom ve'ein shalom. They offer false promises. We can easily avoid disaster. They say to one another, "Don't worry, all is well, all is well," when really nothing is well. Are they ashamed of the abominations they committed? No, they know no shame or embarrassment. Therefore, they will fall among the fallen. At the time of the accounting, they will stumble, says Hashem. Ko amar Hashem, pasuk tet zayin, 16. Ko amar Hashem, imdu al drachim ure'u v'sha'alu l'ntivot olam. Eize derech hatov, ulechuva, umitzu margoa l'nafshechem, vayomru lo nelech. So says Hashem, go stand on the roads, consider and seek the ways of the world. Which is the best path? Travel upon it, and you will find solace for your souls. And they said, no, we will not go. Malbim explains that Yirmiyahu speaks to the people as travelers who have lost their way, veering off the road to take a shortcut. Go back to the road, he tells them. Ask other passersby for directions in order to regain your position. The road is the path of Torah, which the people have abandoned in favor of what they saw as shortcuts to happiness. Ask the Nevi'im for direction, urges the prophet. We can set you back upon the proper path. But the people are not interested. They choose the fleeting material wealth of this world over spiritual satisfaction. The Midrash on Tehillim cites this pasuk, interpreting it as an exhortation to learn the lessons of history. Stand at the crossroads and look at the paths of Abraham and Nimrod, who succeeded in the long run. Look at the paths of Yaakov and Esav, which succeeded in the long run. Yirmiyahu is begging the people to think beyond the moment. Today, as we stand again at the crossroads of history, we sing proudly, Am Yisrael lo mefached miderech arukah, Am HaNetzach lo mefached miderech arukah. We are not afraid of the long road because we are an eternal people. We have a long memory and we take the long view toward the future. Unlike the generation of Yirmiyahu, we have patience. History has shown that Israel can prevail, even in situations that seem insurmountable. Choose the path of Torah, the path of spiritual commitment, and ultimately you will find margoa lanefesh, spiritual solace. But the people of Yirmiyahu's generation were unwilling to listen. V'hakimoti aleichem tzofim, hakshivu l'kol shofar, v'yomru lo nakshiv. I sent you prophets, visionaries, called upon you to listen to the warning sound of the shofar, but you refused to listen. Pasuk yudzayin lachen, shim'u hagoyim udi'i eida et asherbam. Listen up, nations. Let this congregation know what lies in store. Abarbanel translates, let this congregation know of the evil that lies within the nations of the world, the extent to which they will go to punish you. Perhaps, if the people can't be convinced to do teshuva because it's the right path, they'll be moved to do so if they consider the intensity of the punishment. Yirmiyahu calls upon the earth to listen. According to the Targum, Hashem is explaining to the land of Israel itself why punishment is about to befall her, while according to Radak, Hashem is addressing all of creation. As Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshayahu called upon heaven and earth as witnesses to the fact that Israel had violated its covenant with Hashem, the evil that I am about to bring upon them is the fruit of their own calculations, their refusal to listen to my Torah, and their rejection of my teachings. Why do I need the spices of the incense offering brought from afar? What need do I have of sacrifices and offerings, says Hashem. Yirmiyahu echoes the words of Yeshayahu a generation ago. Hashem has no need for the outer trappings of the sacrificial rites. If they're not heartfelt, they serve no purpose. Therefore, says Hashem, I am putting obstacles before this nation, and young and old alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and acquaintances, all will perish. Thus says Hashem, a nation is coming from the north. A great nation will arise from the ends of the earth. They will grasp the sword and the spear with great cruelty, showing no mercy. They will resound like the roaring sea, riding upon horses and equipped for battle against you, Bat Zion. Pasuk Chaf Dalet 24. Shamanu et Shom'o, Rafu Yadenu, Tsara Hechizik Katnu, Chil Kayoleda. Yirmiyahu predicts the response of the people when they hear the sound of the approaching enemy. They will cry, our hands are weak. We are seized by agony like a woman in childbirth. Don't go out to the field. Don't venture out to the road, for the enemy surrounds us with the terror of his sword. Even in this terrifying description, the Navi once again, as in Perek Dalet, uses the analogy of a woman in childbirth with the implication that the ultimate outcome is a new birth, a different future. But in the moment, as the enemy surrounds Yerushalayim and the destruction is imminent, Bat Ami Chigri Sak Vihit Palshiva Efer Evel Yachida Silach Mispad Tamrurim Kifit Om Yavo HaShoded Aleinu. Bat Ami, daughter of my people, calls the Navi, don sackcloth and ashes, and mourn as if for the loss of an only child, with bitter eulogies, for the enemy is suddenly upon us. Hashem calls upon the people with a term of endearment, Bat Ami, to mourn the destruction of Yisrael, his Ben Yachid, his only child. Yirmiyahu calls upon them to mourn now, before the actual destruction. Perhaps if they cry at the threat to the Beit HaMikdash, they can prevent the catastrophe from being realized. When the Pasuk in Tehillim describes how the exiles cried at the rivers of Babylon as they reached the Galut, Al Naharot Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu, the Midrash relates that Yirmiyahu chastised them and said, Me'idani alai shamayim va'aretz, Ilu bachitem b'chia achat, ad she'atem b'tzion, lo galitem. I call upon heaven and earth to testify that if only you had cried one tear while you were still in Yerushalayim, you would not have been exiled. Cry, calls the Navi. Cry now at the threat of the enemy's approach. Cry at the very thought that the Mikdash will be destroyed, the city captured and burnt. Only through your tears can disaster be averted. And the last three psukim of the Perek are directed to Yirmiyahu himself. We may be finding the prophecies of Yirmiyahu difficult to bear. How much more so was Yirmiyahu himself suffering from the visions he was compelled to experience and relay to the people, who compounded his pain by refusing to listen to his warnings. Hashem reminds Yirmiyahu of the promise he had made to him in his inaugural prophecy. Pasuk Chaf Zayin 27, Bachon netaticha ve'ami mivtzar v'teida uvachanta et darkam. I have made you an assessor among my people, a fortress to know and assess their ways. They are all rebels and gossip mongers, as stubborn as copper and iron. They are all destroyers. Hashem concludes with an analogy. Nachar mapuch me'esh tam, ofaret lashav tsaraf tsaruf, viraim lo nitaku. The bellows puff, the lead is consumed by fire, but the smelter works in vain. The dross is not removed. Kesef nim'as, Karulahem, ki ma'as Hashem bahem. They call them rejected silver, for Hashem has rejected them. Even the Torah study and good deeds of the people of Yirmiyahu's generation have become so permeated by falsehood that it's impossible to separate one from the other. Radak explains that the smelter is the Navi, who attempts through his words to separate the people from their evil deeds, to the point that his throat burns from the effort of speaking to them so passionately and persistently, yet they remain heedless. Mishbitzot Zahav cites Da'at Sofrim, who finds a hint of praise for Am Yisrael, even within these harsh words of rebuke. Despite everything, in our essence, we are still regarded as silver, and it is hoped that the fire of the Khorban and the suffering of the exile will yet restore the silver to its original shine. The noun kesef means silver. As a verb, lichsof means to long for. Mishbitzot Zahav suggests that this is the deeper meaning of the comparison between Am Yisrael and refined silver. We will once again be defined for our longing by our longing for the Beit HaMikdash and our longing for an intimate relationship with Hashem. Thank you for learning together. Lirfu'ah shleima Yonina Sima bat Dafna Hinda, Jennifer Hayikara shelanu v'lipzuei tzahal, achenu hayikarim, b'toch sha'ar chole Yisrael. Nina v'chaim Schenker.